And this look at news has been made possible by the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company and Diamond Brothers Insurance. A section of land in Jacksonville has been dedicated as the future Morgan County Iraq-Afghanistan Memorial Site. Tyson Manker, secretary of the Morgan County Iraq-Afghanistan Memorial Group, says the monument will be placed in Community Park. Manker says the site features beautiful shade trees, is close to the soccer fields, and in walking distance from the Korean and World War II memorials.
We met with some of the individuals working with the city, including Kelly Hall, and our plan is to, in time, hopefully move all of the memorials to this one area, including the two that are out at Nichols Park, as well as the first Gulf Storm Memorial that's just at the entrance of the park. So we're going to try and get everything into one centralized location.
Manker says the memorial could realistically take years to build. The Morgan County Iraq-Afghanistan Memorial Group was founded in June by local veterans and passionate community members. Go online to mciam.org or the Morgan County Iraq-Afghanistan Memorial Facebook page or Twitter page to find out more information. An online registry where veterans can sign up for the memorial will be open soon.
Fast service, competitive rates, and a hassle-free experience. When you get a loan, your bank should offer all those things. At the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company, we make sure you get all that and something else. Personal, caring attention from an experienced lender who listens. And since we're local, we make lending decisions fast. It's pretty much everything you want in a bank. So call us. It's better over here.
This is Thomas Meehan. Make a better banking connection with us at the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Terms for several political positions are set to expire next spring, meaning Jacksonville's municipal elections are right around the corner. Jacksonville citizens interested in running for mayor, city clerk, city treasurer, or an aldermanic position in the 2017 consolidated elections can obtain information and documents at the office of City Clerk Skip Bradshaw at 200 West Douglas Avenue. Several city alderman positions expire in May of 2017, including Jeff Hopkins, Lori Large Oldnettle, Marcy Patterson, Mike Wonkel, Aaron Scott, and Steve Wormowski. Also expiring are the terms of Mayor Andy Ezzard, City Clerk Skip Bradshaw, and City Treasurer Ron Smiljanic. Jacksonville Bark for Your Park is hosting the first of a series of dog packs tonight at Veterans Park. Event organizer Steve Wormowski says the dog pack is a review and a preview of Jacksonville's Pet Safe Dog Park, which is scheduled to be completed at the end of the year.
Oh, the Bark Park initiative of the Jacksonville Park Foundation, we've had these events before. It's just basically saying, putting up a flag, saying, hey, come out and bring your dogs and enjoy each other. So it's kind of a warm-up to when the city's new Pet Safe Off-Leash Dog Park opens up later on this year. It'll just be a place where people can get together, have their dogs interact, and maybe meet some new friends.
Wormowski notes that the dog pack is not a fundraiser, but rather a way for Jacksonville's pet-loving community to consolidate.
It's just a community event. We've taken dogs out to some of the nursing homes, and we've done other outreaches just to kind of create a community around dogs. We've helped out PAWS. There's all sorts of great things going on in the dog and pet-loving community, and we're just trying to use this as an opportunity to get people together.
Bark for Your Park plans on hosting multiple dog packs at various locations around the city throughout the remainder of the year, including a second one this Saturday at 9 a.m. The dog packs will accumulate with a mutt strut on Saturday, October 8th, at Nichols Park, which will serve as a major fundraiser for add-ons to the city's new dog park. For more information about the dog packs, go to jacksbark.org. Tonight's dog pack will run from 5:30 to 6:30. As gun violence continues to plague the city of Chicago, the governor signs a new legislation that will bring on tougher trafficking for weapons into Illinois. The new law will allow for prosecutors to seek up to 20 years of prison for first-time offenses and 30 for a second offense. The law is squarely aimed at efforts to cut the number of illegal guns in Chicago and their impact on the city's surrounding murder count. House Minority Leader Republican Jim Durkin says that it's clear what's being done with many of the guns brought into Illinois.
There's a number of guns that are being brought in, but the charges that are available for the prosecutors to be able to levy against these individuals is rather weak. But we know that the intent of these individuals is to bring these guns into Chicago or other areas, and they are being sold to street gang members.
Authorities say that a large percentage of the guns used in crimes in Chicago are brought in from Indiana, where there are very few hurdles to purchasing them. And former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is trying another appeal to get out of prison early. He yesterday asked for the court to reconsider his latest sentence. A judge upheld Blagojevich's 14-year sentence for corruption earlier this month. He's already served 5 years in prison. National headlines coming up next.
When it comes to insurance, it's important to deal with someone you trust. That's why more and more people rely on Diamond Brothers Insurance in Jacksonville. Steve Turner, Nikki Henry, and Steven Simons have built a solid reputation in the insurance business. They've been building their business one relationship at a time. And they're backed by Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Two names you can trust, Diamond Brothers Insurance and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. See Diamond Brothers Insurance today at 1122 Veterans Drive, Jacksonville.
NBC News Radio, I'm Jay Corwin. More than three dozen dead, another 150-plus missing after a major earthquake shook up central Italy. The magnitude 6.2 quake struck early in the morning, destroying buildings in several mountain villages in the rural area. Of the death toll expected to rise. President Obama says the nation stands behind Louisiana after last week's devastating floods.
The whole country is going to continue to support you and help you until we get folks back in their homes and lives are rebuilt.
The president toured parts of flood-ravaged Baton Rouge yesterday and spoke of the widespread damage and support needed. 13 people were killed. Donald Trump says the controversy over ties between the Clinton Foundation and the State Department under Hillary Clinton is a threat to the nation. Speaking to supporters in Texas, Trump said it's clear the Clintons set up what he called a business to profit from public office. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
And a full look at the forecast is coming up next. A reminder, bulletin news is always on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, visit us online at weai.com.